Hello and welcome to the Wellness Group. This is Nat Nissen, your host. Tonight we're talking about a story that I put on Facebook and it really had a great impact, so I wanted to share that story in other ways. Yesterday I was, it was Sunday here, and there was a knock on the door and it was my best friend. Now, I was really, really busy yesterday. I had a lot going on and I didn't have the time to speak with her. She was very stressed. She needed someone to listen to her and I really didn't have the time, and to be quite frank, I didn't have the inclination yesterday to be dealing with someone's feelings. So I thought, well, what can I do? Can I invite her in and give her some wine, give her some chocolate? Can I, you know, that'll make her feel better instantly, not for a long time, but for a short time. It'll probably make her feel worse later. I can pop her in front of the TV while I've got stuff to do. I can ask her to come back later because I'm really busy right now. I can ask her to come back at a more convenient time, obviously. I can sit with her for a few minutes and try and buck her up and say, hey, come on, you know, you can do it. You've got a great life. There are other people suffering way more in the world. Come on, no need to feel like this. I can give her a bit of a pep talk, make her feel better. And I thought for a second, I thought, oh, none of those are really okay for my best friend. My best friend is at the door saying, I'm stressed, I need someone to hear me, I just need someone to talk to. None of those are really good options. All of those will make her feel worse. All of those will make her feel unseen, unheard, invisible. All of those have later consequences. So I thought, okay, you really need to talk now. All right, let's go for a walk. So we went for a walk. And I just listened. And I said, look, you know, the feelings that are coming up, you just need to feel them. Feel them fully. Go deeper into them. Feel them. Express them. Name them. Don't stay in them, but just let them come through your body. Let them have their experience. So she did that. She was walking, she was naming them, she was feeling them fully. So I listened and I really heard her. I just listened. People don't always need for you to talk. They don't always need for you to be talking about your experiences, to connect with them. They just need to be heard. So we did that. And this particular stress, this particular challenge that she was having did need some solutions. So we came up with some solutions, some possible solutions, and some action steps. And she expressed that, you know, she was a little bit unsure about some of these action steps, but we agreed that any action in a positive direction is way more powerful than no action at all. So she agreed that she would start actioning, that she would follow the process of taking that action, of taking a few steps forward. No matter how small the steps were, she was going to take a few steps forward. And afterwards, we both felt a lot better. And I certainly felt a lot better because I gave my friend what she needed. My best friend turned up. She needed to be heard. I heard her. I listened. I was there for her. I gave her the time. I allowed her to feel the emotions she needed to feel without judgment. I helped her feel them fully. I helped her move through them so she didn't stay there. And I was able to give her something so that she didn't go down the path of sabotage or emotional eating or any of the negative things that we do to ourselves when we don't want to feel what we're feeling, when we don't feel heard, when we don't feel visible. So I felt really good that I gave my best friend what she needed. She felt great. She felt more positive. She was back on track. It was great. Now, the only thing about that story that isn't quite right is that that best friend that turned up at my door was me. That person that showed up was me. The person who needed to be heard was me. The person that had feelings that needed to be dealt with was me. So instead of doing the usual wine and chocolate, chips, TV, computer, numbing or escaping, I gave myself the opportunity, the time to actually experience that, to be there for myself, to hear myself, to see myself and move through that experience. And it's really important that we learn how to do that. It's really, really crucial for our health, our emotional, mental, physical, and spiritual health, that we can be there for ourselves like we would a best friend. That we can be there for ourselves like we would anyone that we really love, like we would anyone that needs us. So have a think today or tonight about how often you're there for yourself. Because very often, it's not that much that we really need. We don't need to go on big excursions. We don't need to drive half an hour to the beach. We don't need to book in for a massage next week. And although those things are amazing and absolutely do them, a lot of the time, we just need to see ourselves, hear ourselves, and feel ourselves. We need to be there for ourselves as we would a friend. If a friend turns up at your door and says, "Hey, I'm really stressed, or I'm frustrated, or I'm angry, or I'm sad. Can you be there for me?" That's what we need from ourselves. We just need to show up for ourselves. So next time you're feeling anything, ask yourself, is this how I would treat my best friend? Because your best friend is you. Thanks so much for listening. Bye for now.